Morning Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You're tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota. Tanner, man, you make me laugh all the time.
Yeah, I try my best. Things I get paid for.
Yep. So we don't edit here, right? So right. I was just like, if that earlier conversation was in here, I was just like, it was going to stay in here. And we weren't saying anything like bad.
No.
But I'm just like, that's a weird way to start a podcast.
Yeah, sometimes the weird ones are the best ones.
That's right.
A cold opening, you know?
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So as everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Jenna Huber, and I have recently discovered a passion for community theater, and I might be Swamp Rat Experience's biggest fan.
There you go. So let's talk about your last Swamp Rat experience. What did you do last?
I was part of the cast of Rent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have your poster right
you
there.
You do. I can see it.
So pretty special. How was that?
It was wild. It was a thrill ride from start to finish. There was a ton of work. And it was really cool to build something with people that I like didn't know at all. Yeah, and then, like, being on stage again was just, it was so good. Mm-hmm. I think that they met their goals with, like, doing something different, something yeah. fresh. Mm-hmm. It certainly looked different than, you know, like, you're in the show and you're like, oh, I need to hear that song. And so you, like, just type it into YouTube because you're on your computer.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, I looked at a lot of community theater production videos and a lot of Broadway shows, and, like, ours looked different. It sounded different. And that was kind of the goal, was, like, fresh faces and a fresh take.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool to be a part of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you were there, did it live up to what you thought it was going to be? Like, when you were there and you had all of the people looking at you? Because that's...
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like,
the thing.
I get to look from this perspective and look at you do your thing.
Yeah.
You're looking at us and you're feeling our energy and you're working with your cast. How is that for you?
I mean, it's just super cool. As much as we're up and we're like, and we can see you, we also can't. You can't look, you
right,
know, like you
right.
can't let it take your attention.
Yeah, break the fourth wall.
Yeah, don't
that's
break the
right.
fourth wall, exactly. It's really easy to get sort of caught, like looking at somebody or something that's moving and then
right.
be like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
So the lights really help. They kind of create like a curtain where you can't really
okay.
see unless you like try, you know?
Right.
Sort of like a two-way glass
yeah.
is kind of what it feels like.
Okay.
But yeah, you definitely feel the energy and like, man, doing that first song, it's like quiet in the theater. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of dialogue leading into it. And then like, oh, just the streets of New York are coming alive and we're just going to start singing now. What are you going to do about it? And
right.
the first night, the energy coming back was like, I do not know what is happening.
Yeah.
But after that, it was like people knew what they were in for. And by the end of the first song, they were in, you know? And
mm-hmm.
so it was good. It was a cool thing to do.
That's neat.
There was no show that was perfect.
But, yeah.
We realized, you know, like at intermission on opening night, like, wait, they don't know when we mess up. And I mean, we knew that. We had talked about that. But
yeah.
it doesn't really hit you until...
Yeah.
you fuck something up on stage.
That's
and then
right.
it's like, well, now what? Wait, they don't know. Just keep going.
Right.
Yeah.
And even if somebody does know, it's not like you can stop.
It's not like you can do anything. Yeah. They're not going to start your song over again.
Yeah. You just got to move.
Yeah.
We have this conversation with the DJs that I work with because all of them go up there and are like, oh my God, I messed up. And I just try to explain to them that, like,
no, you didn't.
No, in fact, nobody could tell that you messed up other than yourself.
You just got to play it like a cat, right? Yeah. I meant to do that.
Yeah, that's right. That's
I meant to miss that solo, actually. It was a choice.
Yeah. It's so true, though.
Yeah, you have to.
And so, like, we don't know.
No, you don't.
Oh, that's so interesting that you have the lights. Because anytime I've been on stage, it's to do speaking, public speaking for the most part.
Yeah.
And so how they set up the lights, it isn't one to like block everybody out. Like it's more immersive.
Yeah.
But that's not what you're seeing when you're up there.
I mean, it's not like I say, if you want,
if
you're trying to find your people, you know, like, you know, they're in the audience tonight and you're like, where are they sitting? Like, you can, but there's, I don't know, also maybe like, maybe I just have special eyes.
Yeah, for you.
But like, there's like, the lights are so high and then there's like multiple rows of them. Yeah. And so it sort of creates like this, like, it's almost like, it sounds so cheesy, but it's kind of like that dream effect that you see like in movies and TV.
Yeah.
The hazy edge.
Right, 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 right.
Sort of like a ring around it. Yeah. And as you just got to keep your focus inside the boundary of the stage and then you can't see their faces.
That's right.
Right? Like as long as, and you shouldn't be out there. You should be
should
in.
Should be there. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So it you still can see a bit.
Yeah.
And you can get distracted by it, but. There's so much happening on stage and like every performance is different for each one of the performers. When you have 12 people doing different things each time you run a show, like it's crazy the amount of like little things that can sort of spiral in a scene and just change the way it works. It was really fun. Like I say, it wasn't perfect. I don't think that any of us would tell you that it was, but it was still just a really cool thing. I'm really glad that I did it.
Well, it's interesting to hear your perspective because it's just like when you're doing anything live, just like even when you're playing sports, like somehow you have to tune out
everything
what's
else.
Happening there and you have to stay in here.
Mm-hmm.
And so acting on a stage is no different from playing like a sport like basketball or volleyball, like with an audience there in real time. Like it's happening.
Yeah.
You can't get can't get away from that. So it's interesting to hear your perspective on like, why and how you're able to like not be distracted by the audience. Because there's one play I went to in Edmonton and I feel bad for the actors who had to put up with me because I'm distracting. And so I had floor seats and it was a production of Grease.
Oh, fun.
And so they had these actors and I forget the name for them, but the background actors who just have to pretend they're having a conversation.
Yeah, like extras in a scene. They're probably part of the chorus.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so they were like, they had to like, as people were doing their thing, they had to sit down and pretend to eat and have this conversation.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately for them, I'm sitting front row, like as far as I am from Tanner right now. And I had all my snacks. I had this huge Rice Krispie square. I had popcorn. I had drinks. And I was just like devouring these snacks on a level that I should be embarrassed I was eating this quickly in public. And then I lean over to my buddy, Marcus. Big shout out, Marcus Dychinski. And I was just like, they can see me, can't they? And then he was just like, yeah, man, this ain't the movies. I'm like, how embarrassing. And so, because they're like looking right at me and you know. And I'm like, what a hard job to deal with somebody like me who's that distracting if you're trying to stay in character.
But it's also kind of nice to have, like there's something new in the house every night, you know? And like there are times where, you know, like I was part of the chorus, the extras, the ensemble in Rent, right? So there were multiple scenes where I was just on the stage but not actually participating in the action until it was time to sing, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I did have time to like look around in the audience and like I say, it's easy to get caught up out there, lose focus and miss your cue or whatever, but it's also just like it's cool to see so many different people and like people you're like, I know her, she works at the grocery store I go to or whatever, right? Like when you don't have something that you need to be focusing on, I don't know, I found that I think that somebody pretending to eat can probably be like, look at this guy chowing, like, and enjoy that, like they're gonna remember right? You performed for them,
I did, that's right,
it's a trade.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
So now that you've done it, do you think you're going to continue to like try to get involved in some of like the more acting?
Yeah, I mean, I think that musicals have my heart because I feel like my acting chops are not, you know, what they were when I was in a musical or a drama twice a year in high right. school, right? Like, from the time I was, like, in third grade, I did at least one play a year. Okay. And then I got into community theater when I was, like, 16. Mm-hmm. And so I was constantly prepping for something. But then those muscles are dreadfully out of shape.
Yeah.
And so Rent was good because it was, like, acting light, singing heavy for me as the ensemble, right? It was like, put on the costume, fade into the background, be here and sing, a little bit of dancing, da-da-da-da-da, take your bow and go, right?
Right.
I didn't have lines to memorize. I didn't have a character to embody, really.
Yeah,
And so it was sort of like, it was a chill intro. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I would want to do straight drama.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair enough. It's a lot of work, and it's, you got to put yourself into somebody yeah. else, and... Yeah. I don't know. Life is really busy when you have kids, right? And I don't know that my schedule
yeah.
I don't know that my schedule has room for multiple shows in a year, but it's yeah. definitely not something I'm going to walk away from either.
Yeah. Acting's not easy.
No, it's not.
Period.
No.
Like, period.
Yeah.
Anyways, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we are out of time, unfortunately, but before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
All right. Well, I'd like to shout out to my family. That's super cheesy. Thank you all for supporting me. And shameless plug, you should probably get tickets for Alice in Theaterland, which is what I was supposed to talk about. I'm going to be the Queen of Hearts. And there's a meet and greet with the cast. It's a fun little tea party. And then the Mad Hatter's Ball is going to be too cool. You don't want to miss it.
There we go. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people down at Coldwell Banker. Thank you all for your support, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, I'm Carrie Beaton. I make all natural skincare and a variety of herbal remedies. I'm also an artist that works with acrylic on a variety of substrates. To check out all my products and works I have available, you can click on the links below. Thank you so much.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.